So we've talked about who Israel is. Now, with that in mind, Brad, what does the New Testament church look like?
Well, first, I'd like to say that there's a very critical verse in the book of Acts. Paul actually says it several times in various ways, but the one most notable is in Acts 17:11, where Paul and the disciples and the apostles are going out after Shavuot or the day of Pentecost, and they're preaching, they're teaching about Yeshua, and everything that they said was being verified by going back to the scriptures. The Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonians because they received their word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily that these things were so. Well, there was no New Testament when this is going on. They would have to verify everything in the Tanakh in the Old Testament or the scriptures. And so that's why when we go to the book of Acts to see what the New Testament assembly, if it can use that word, was like, we see that they're still celebrating all the feasts. They began the whole thing with the feast, Pentecost, and they're still keeping Shabbat. They're still keeping all the dietary laws. Nothing has changed. And so that's what the New Testament church looks like. It's revealed in the book of Acts, not the early church fathers and various religious systems, but the new church. Look what the book of Acts says it looked like.
Very good. And, you know, you mentioned the Bereans proving what Paul said was true by going to the scriptures. And, of course, they only had the Old Testament. And on the other hand, those that maybe didn't know the scriptures well accused Paul of going against Torah. And they also did the same with Stephen and Jesus.
Yes, constantly they were brought. As a matter of fact, the book of Acts says that they had to bring in false accusers to testify against them, false accusers. Why? Because Paul and Stephen constantly had to defend themselves and say over and over, we are not teaching against the customs of Moses. We are not teaching against the laws and so forth. And they had constantly defend themselves. And so these accusations were brought against them by false accusers. And so anybody today, as far as I can see, who believes that Paul and Stephen were teaching against the Torah would be right in line with those false accusers in the book of Acts.
That's a pretty powerful statement. And, you know, along the same lines, in Galatians 4, 9 through 11 is one of those verses that I think a lot of times is misinterpreted about the weak and beggarly things. And it's thought of many times that the Torah and the Old Testament, those are the weak and beggarly kind of passing away. Can you clarify that?
Yes, because at the beginning of the book of Galatians, we see that Paul is addressing the saints and so forth. He's addressing these newly converted Gentiles in the country of Galatia. And so these guys all came out of these systems, these Gnostic systems and so forth, and all their various religious systems that also had times and dates and seasons and days and years. And so he said, don't fall back into those things. Now, if it was talking about the things that are in the Torah, well, then how can you validate that, Acts 17:11, by finding such a thing in the Torah? It's not. What's not in the Torah is the weak and beggarly elements or the feast and systems and days and times of years of the Gentiles, not of the Lord.
It really makes a lot of sense, you know, when you look at it in the right perspective. And so with that, now we're going to look at, as being part of the New Testament church, how do we live and where do we go from here?